Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, your motivator, here tonight at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard on this Monday at 9/28/2015. So if you are on the call, I would like to thank you for getting on the call. I know it's a last-minute motivational call, but, you know, when passion speaks, you have to do exactly what you are called to do. And my calling is to speak to people and individuals and share some lifelong lessons that could be applied at any point in life. And I had to go through some of them. And so now I want to give back, share what I've learned, and give to my audience some tools that may help them with everyday life. excuse me. So if you're following my Facebook page, you know that I am actively seeking a better me. I am actively seeking working out and starting a new life. Yes, starting a new life here in the state of Maryland, come from Kentucky. But I'll get back to that. Let me go ahead and just kind of introduce myself and what it is that I am doing and what it is I hope to do in the long run. So if you don't know, my name is Precious, and I go by Precious Jewel the Motivator, and I am your host of Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice. That's right. Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice. And it is a 6-week series designed to uplift and motivate the human soul. And the way I do that is I help you by coaching you to help you find your unique voice by sharing life-changing information that can help you view yourself. So the hope is that this can help you view yourself as a positive and encouraging change agent. So I hope to inspire you to change for the better. And just a little bit of information. We're only going to be on the call about 15 minutes today. It's late, and I know everyone has to go to work, and so do I. But tomorrow, just a little bit of personal information, but tomorrow is my oldest daughter's birthday. She's turning 18. So happy birthday to my daughter, and wishing her the best of life. So, but just wanted to share that with you, but I'll get back to the motivational piece that I want to share tonight. And so I hope to encourage you all, if you're listening, to become a changed agent within yourself. I do that by providing real-life experiences and solutions that can be applied directly to your everyday life. So I feel like I am qualified to share these experiences because I have been through the through, and I have so many experiences that I can pull from that can be applied to whatever you're going through. It can be applied. So if you're like me, you like to say yes. Yes, yes, yes. So today's lesson is going to be on the power of saying no. That's right, the power of saying no. Because if you're like me, you like to say yes. And sometimes saying yes too much can hinder you and to moving forward. That's right. We like to say yes. We like to please. We like to make everyone happy. We like to encourage other people. But sometimes the word yes alone can have some side effects. I'll call it some personal side effects. And we'll talk about that tonight. We only have a few minutes, so I won't be long before you, but I'm going to use the word no and the power of the word no. I'll share an example with you of some things, and then I'll give you some solutions on how you can strengthen your responses when you are using the word no. So I'm proud of this content because I have not always been a no person. I used to be a yes, yes, yes person. Like I said, I'm going to give you a live example of what happened, and then I'm going to give you a few tools to use. So it's important that you write that down. So, I would like to share with you some important things that you can use to strengthen your responses when you say the word no, no. So, like I said, I have not always been a no person. I used to be a yes person. But my thought process as I was a yes person was, will they like me? Are they going to accept me? If I say yes, I can win favor with my friends and family. But truth of the matter is, I was tying up my hands by being the yes person, by always being the yes person. And I recently realized that by saying yes to everything keeps me from doing anything. Write that down. By saying yes to everything keeps me, and you can make that personal, keeps me from doing anything. So, as I'm on this journey of acknowledge me, hear my voice, I realize that I am, too, a yes person. And here recently, I opened up the yes again. And if you're following me, you realize and you might know that I have a full plate. I work in human resources, and I am also a full-time mother, and I am trying to make lifestyle changes. So a lot of my time is not there, but because the old me wants to say yes because of the reasons that I told you before, of people-pleasing, accepting, not wanting to be rejected. I recently said yes to a project that kept me tied up, and I allowed it to happen. I said yes to a homework assignment that was not mine, that I just wanted to help a friend out with, and I said yes. But the homework assignment was an 8-page essay. It was an 8-page essay, and it is due soon. But by me saying yes, I tied myself up from taking care of my own goals. Remember, if you tie your own self up, you're not able to accomplish anything. If you're always helping someone else with their goals, saying yes to their volunteer roles or their parties or cooking for them Are you cooking over there? Everybody's over your house. It just depends on the situation. Can you imagine just saying yes to all of that? Have you been there? So I said yes. I said yes. It tied me up, and I allowed it to happen. Deep down inside, I knew that I couldn't really handle the extra work, but I allowed someone else to sweet talk me into doing them a favor, which left me tied up, my hands tied physically. Not physically, but you get the picture. But it left my hands tied because I was working diligently on someone else's project. So I'm going to give you five tools. We have about 4 minutes left on the call. And I'm going to give you five tools to use when you are working on saying no. So the first five tools is this. Watch what you say yes to. Watch what you say yes to. A lot of times when we're not fully listening, and I know I do it, I'm yesing. Okay, yes, that's cool. And I'm actually agreeing to something that I shouldn't be and I do not have the time for. Second point, give yourself some time. Ask, can I get back with you? Third point, know your own schedule. Respect your voice and time and others so others can respect it. They can't respect what you don't expect. They can't expect what you don't expect. Number three, if you say yes, do you have a limit of what it is? No amount of money or promises or sweet talk can bring back lost time. And finally, find ways to be creative in saying yes or no, but be aware of exactly what it is you're saying no to. So, we talked about a lot. And if you're interested in learning more of how to find your voice and how to stand firm in your decisions, contact me. You can send me a Facebook request or you can email me at consult, and that's consultpnr@gmail.com. I am going to open up. My coaching services, I will be doing coaching, personal and career development coaching. But one thing you have to remember before you even think about coaching is finding your voice, finding that fine line to say, no, I have had enough. I can't do this right now. You have to be able to say no. And sometimes you even have to say no to yourself. That's called self-discipline. But I won't keep you long. Like I said, we only have 15 minutes. I hope that you enjoyed the information that I shared with you tonight, and I hope that you will reach out to me. And if you know somebody, send them my way. This is Precious, Precious Joy, your motivator. Thank you for following me. I hope I provided you all with some value in saying no. The power of no is just as beautiful as saying yes. This is Precious, Precious Joy, your motivator. Have a great night, and thank you for your time. Goodbye. What a great call. What a great call. I thank you for your time. Be blessed tonight. Thank you.